Cardle joining us here on the program. What's happening today, Haley? How are you doing?
Good. How are you? We just got done with practice.
How was practice today?
It was good. We're getting ready for this weekend. Some good opponents coming up.
I have to ask you, you graduated from Gretna High School as the career leader in kills there for the school. Are you still the career leader in kills at Gretna High School?
I believe I am, yes.
Now, when you was that a pretty cool deal whenever you found out that you had, you know, surpassed the previous leader there? I mean, was that something you knew, or were you told about that?
No, I was actually very surprised by it because there was a girl who graduated right before I got there, and she was the current leader. And then my kind of goal was to beat that, but I never thought I would because she was super good. And then at our banquet my senior year, they announced that I beat it, and I was very surprised and happy, obviously. But, yeah, that was super cool.
Do you know the total number? Do you have it off the top of your head?
I do not. I think it was around 1,200 maybe.
Jeez Louise.
A little more than that.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Holy cow. What went well for you guys this past weekend? I mean, you guys have an incredible home court advantage, but you guys really dominated in your three wins over Binghamton and Arizona State and Murray State. How were you able to come across and play so well this weekend?
I think one of our keys this season was coming out and, like, playing strong from the first set on. And I think since we've established that, we've just come out every set, like, ready to play and ready to compete. And that's really helped us, like, stay strong throughout the entire match. We lost a set in the Arizona State game, but, like, the next set we came back strong, and then we won that game. So I'm pretty sure it's just, like, the mentality of competing every set, every point, since there's another point coming each time.
You know, you guys have just one loss this season, and that loss led Coach Callahan to shave his goatee. Were you sad to see that thing go?
Yeah, I was kind of surprised when he walked into practice the next day and he didn't have any facial hair anymore. But, I mean, that just shows it was a new beginning, another weekend coming up with more good teams. So it's just like we got to look forward and not back and just start playing volleyball again.
Well, we had Chad on the show last Wednesday, I believe, and you know, he said that Portland loss is something that, you know, you guys can learn from. He felt like the intensity may have not been there the entire time, you know, first road trip and all that. Did you guys get a sense that that was the case, and do you think that was something you can learn from in a loss?
Yeah, I think that game really showed us that, like, there's people out there that can beat us, and if we don't come out to play, like, from the beginning and from the first set, then we're going to get beaten. And, I mean, I think that changed our mentality because the couple games before that, they were like 3-0 sweeps. And I think we kind of underestimated our opponent coming into that game. And I think it showed us that we can't do that and we got to play our game every single game and then come out with a win, hopefully.
You guys have beaten a couple Power 5 teams at your place in Colorado and Arizona State. When you play against teams that are in the so-called Power 5 leagues, do you notice a difference across the net in type of player, or is it that noticeable?
I don't think so. I think, you know, we know they're a good team and they're going to compete with us, but I think we know we have that same, like, strength and we're able to compete with teams like that. So just knowing that we're able to play teams like that and win, I think, like, shows us just how we can compete with those big other teams.
You were able to play as a true freshman. You got in 23 matches, and then you started 28 matches last season. To get that early season playing, was that out of necessity, or did you feel like you were truly ready as a true freshman and so on to really get in the mix?
I think the first couple games my freshman year, I was just kind of getting a feel for it because the whole college world is totally different from high school. And so I think my freshman year, it was just kind of opening me up to those experiences of college ball. And then my sophomore year, I just got the opportunity to just play and, like, be me as a player and stuff like that.
When did you really feel like you were a Division I college volleyball player? When did that actually happen?
Probably halfway through my freshman year when I was continually playing volleyball all the time, we were traveling all the time, and, like, the stress just kind of hits you that you're there and, like, this is all happening at the same time. So probably then. But still, I mean, today amazes me that I'm still a D1 volleyball player.
What was it that led you to come into the Cowgirls in the first place?
I came up here with my family, and I think just the whole atmosphere, it felt like a family. up here, and I'm from a small town in Nebraska, so I got that family feel there, so I think that's what I was looking for. And I really like the coaching staff. They're all very approachable, and they seemed excited to have me here, and just kind of that approachableness, like, drew me here, and just, like, that small town feel.
We are talking to Haley McArdle, a junior outside hitter with the Wyoming Cowgirl Volleyball Program. So you mentioned getting ready for this week. It's not two matches on Friday and one on Saturday. You have one over the three-day period, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. How much different do you think that's going to be, if any difference at all?
It'll definitely give us more rest time, but I feel like it'll also allow us to scout the teams better and see what we're like coming at us across the net. But unlike the past couple weekends where we had two games in one day, it's almost like now we can't redeem ourselves right away if something goes bad in the first game. But now we like have time to think about it and time to scout and stuff like that. So I think it'll definitely be more of an advantage.
And so, and the competition too. I mean, you're going on the road. You're playing Iowa State at their place. You've got Syracuse and you've got Iowa. Do you feel like this is a step up in competition, or will these, you know, favorable, are these comparable to the teams you've been playing this year?
I think having three big teams in one weekend is just like going to challenge us a little bit, but I think we can do it because these past couple of weekends, I feel like we haven't had like that big of teams all in one weekend. So we've kind of had to prepare for just that one team. So having to prepare for three big teams in a row is definitely going to be a challenge. But I think we're the type of team that's going to take it as a challenge and not a threat. And we're going to come out and we're going to do our best. And if we come out on the right side of it, then props to Wyoming volleyball.
What was your favorite part this summer about going over to Europe?
Oh my gosh, there are so many cool places that we visited. And I think my favorite part was seeing like the whole type of European volleyball style. I mean, they just get after it all the time, no matter what. And I think that's played a huge part in our season, and I think that's what made us come out strong this entire season. It's just, like, changing your mentality to, like, just going out there, doing your best, like, who cares what happens. And I think that was my favorite part of Europe, is just seeing all those players just do, like, whatever they want.
What about non-volleyball? What was your favorite part? Non-volleyball related.
We went to Milan, Italy, and got to see, like, the fifth largest cathedral in the world, and it was just, like, amazing. Got to walk around, see all these cool shops and things like that.
I understand there were a lot of gelato stops throughout the tour. Did you partake in most of those?
Yes. I have to say I had about three gelatos a day.
good stuff, huh?
Yeah.
We were told that Chad Callahan was the winner in that category, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he told you that, but I think we definitely got a lot more gelato than he did. He just didn't know about all the little gelato stops we took.
Okay, are you still a biology major? And if so, what do you plan on doing after you get done playing volleyball and you know, school, graduating from Wyoming?
I am, and I plan on going to graduate school in back in Nebraska, and maybe even med school, and just like deciding what I want to do, kind of still on that path, but I know I want to do something medically, whether it's like pathology or dermatology or something like that.
I can't even spell those.
O-L-O-G-Y. O-L-O-G-Y.
Which school in Nebraska?
What, is there med school?
No, which school are you going to go to grad school in?
Oh, probably University of Nebraska Medical Center, okay. Or there's another one, that the Creighton Medical Center there too.
So you go from being a cowgirl to being a bug eater, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Haley, certainly a pleasure talking with you. Safe travels to Ames, Iowa this weekend, and best of luck to the cowgirls as well. Keep up the good work, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, take it easy. There you go.